Yeah.
I hit the record. Joe, give me your sound test. I need to know if you're... Yep, coming through. And Shags, can you say something profound? I'm checking the levels. That was awesome. You guys remind me of why I watch Xena. Zima?
Xena, the warrior princess?
Yeah, because, you know, lesbians.
Told you I was white.
Hey, everybody. This is me shrugging. So what? So I dropped a bomb of my own devising into the gaping maw of an active volcano. Big deal. I deionized base pairs and protein molecules, packed the polymer chains into hydrocarbon nets, and injected a matrix of mercury and palladium. I stole an airplane. They're not hard to find. Dropped the bomb, the mercury vaporized, the palladium broke apart, the hydrocarbon bonds and the protein molecules reionized, slowing the whole process down. Pressure from hydrogen, oxygen pairs, shockwaves through the canoe core, and, well, here we are. It's June, it's November, and I wanted to walk in snowfall. This is JBC. Hey, everybody. I know I've stunned you into silence with my whiz words.
That was tasty. I wanted to actually do, I wish I had like a bicycle horn so I could have like accentuated some of those things that you were saying.
Like this? Okay, not really. That doesn't really
work
well.
Is that a child's toy, Jason? That's a child's toy, isn't it?
It is. It's a child's toy. Did I tell you that? They tell you where it came
long
from?
Long ago, on a, you know, some podcast around in our 20s, I think you said, my kid has this toy that makes a lot of really cool noises, and I'd like to incorporate that at some point. Actually, yeah. I don't know if you said that on or off the show. To me, our entire relationship is the show, so I can't figure it out anymore. But
I'm sure there's some philosopher.
That's what we're talking about, though, right?
Yep.
Have you recorded the toy? Or are you holding it in your hand and then putting it up to the microphone? How do you do that?
I got Jamie Jenner to engineer it for us. Yep. Anyway, hey Joe,
I dig it.
We're not alone tonight.
JBC, motherfuckers.
What? It's
hey.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the show, Shags.
Hey. Back.
Hello, Ag Shay in the house, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
How have you been, Shags? How is wherever you are treating you? Where are you?
You know, I'm in the land of the lost.
The land of the lost. Yeah.
I'm doing well. Life is good. I missed you both. Also, our listener missed him a lot too, and I just wanted to say thanks for inviting me back, man. That's like really rad.
We're gonna have fun tonight.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
We're gonna get Wing Chun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Yeah,
I can't find the background music. Jamie Jenner is smoking a doobie or something. Come on, girl.
We need to get. We need to understand because now we're
Wait.
In. Three different studios. Shags, let me try to explain who Jamie Jenner is.
Is it Bruce Jenner's, like,
no relation.
Ego?
No relation. And she gets, well, she doesn't get angry. She just gets sad when people bring that up. But, yeah, it's just a coincidence. Jamie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jenner. No. Time. You didn't know. No, it's totally, you're fine. She didn't hear you.
Sorry,
she doesn't
Jamie.
Listen to the show.
She is beautiful in the same way that Bruce Jenner is, and she's courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Bruce Jenner in a different way.
I feel like a Christina Aguilera song coming up. Okay. All right. I got it.
Well, Jason. All right. Well, let me explain. Are you familiar, Shags? We never talked about Jo Beth Nelson. She's one of our staff members.
No, we have not. Please enlighten me.
Jo Beth Nelson is what's actually, Jason, you gave her her official title. I was like, well, she's our producer, right? And he's like, no. So what did you call her? What is she?
Jo Beth? Did I say communications manager, media manager, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what I said.
So, and she does as good a job as we do as the talent on the show, which is disappointing at best. And,
yeah.
And so we decided, though, you know, we're growing and we're growing. But enough about our penises. We want full staff.
Oh my god!
Full staff, Jason.
One more.
Full staff.
I accidentally told a joke.
You did. You said full staff.
Yeah. It's so, but we are building a staff, and one of those staff members is Jo Beth Nelson. She does strange things like fail at marketing us on Facebook.
That's
she
right.
She also fails at giving us pointers on how to do the podcast in a more entertaining manner. And she waters our plants.
Well, that's all you really need, though, right?
That's her most important job. Everything else seems shaky.
Well, shout out to Jo Beth.
Yeah, Jo Beth Nelson. She's not around right now. She doesn't like to listen to the podcast. She doesn't like Ian Sane at all. Well, she thinks Ian Sane should never be a part of the show again. I don't know if they like had an affair.
Did they bang?
I don't know.
They probably
Sometimes
did.
I get the impression that there's a little bit of weird resentment there that can only be spawned from a sexual relationship. But anyway,
there's some Beth Sane-ness going on.
Oh, Jamie's back. Thanks, Jamie.
So now Jamie Jenner is a different story. Why don't you explain our second staff member? Jason.
The second member of our mighty staff is Jamie Jenner. She is an intern. She came to us. We were walking down the street. I was walking the street. I say walking. I was in the gutter. I wasn't walking. I had walked. Anyway, when I woke up, she was trying to take my wallet, and I grabbed her wrist, and I said, you want a job? And she gave me this look like, not with you. And I said, no, I mean on radio. Stupid. One thing led to another, and now she's our engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
She took over Jason's job as the engineer of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if she studied Jason's technique. I don't think she needed to. And now she's the one that is pulling all the, you know, good.
So basically what I'm hearing from the two of you is that she has become somewhat of the matriarch of the background. Correct? Like she didn't mean to, but she kind of did.
She's freeing up Jason's brain space so he can just talk to me and not have to fiddle around with a bunch of shit. And she knows how Jason does it. So like she'll hit the YouTube things. She'll overlap them with the background music. Jason gets to now just hang out and Jamie Jenner. And I think this is really funny. I don't get to see it because I'm in a different studio. But she has a whiteboard, and she'll hold things up because she's behind the glass, right, Jason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's behind the glass. Jason's studio is
it's
very...
sort of – it's glass. I mean, it's kind of like glass, like in the same way, you know, like a chain link fence is glass. I mean, she's – I'm not saying she's in a cage. I'm just saying that there's – it's a cage-like – situation.
Cage-ish.
It's cage-ish.
Cage-esque.
Yeah, yeah. And which is why, you know, because I give her food, she's not an intern. She's, you know, she's earning.
And most of the time, she's not, you know, in a bikini dancing.
No.
Most of the time.
No.
Most of the time.
No.
Sometimes she gets bored because it's just us talking, and all of a sudden, you know, according to Jason, you know.
She breaks into dance?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sure. She'll strip out, she'll strip off the top layer of her clothing and, you know. Yeah. I'm not saying that she's really attractive, but she has a bikini on. And that's
really not the point, though, is it, Jeff? The fact that she will do that for the greater good of this community is
the JBC community.
I mean, honestly, we're gonna. So, bravo to both of you. Thank you for introducing me to other members of our community that I should know something about.
Yeah, we've got.
You're welcome.
You know, we have a staff, and we have a little bit of what Jason calls a podcast family. So we've had so many guests now that we can kind of consider ourselves, I don't know, guested out. Wow, that was dumb.
Don't worry about it. Hey, speaking of, Jamie just held up the whiteboard, and she said that you guys are roboting a little. So we're going to switch. I've asked her to switch the source on the background music, so she's going to do that. If you hear a little gumpy gump clunk clunk, that's not her fault. It's not mine either. I'm going to blame Mueller. No, he's a good guy. I'm going to blame whoever ran for governor of Virginia and lost. That fucker. That's who I'm blaming. So bear with me while that
clearly
happens.
Clearly his fault.
Yeah. Douchebag.
Now, this isn't really funny, but my wife is coming home from her job right now, and she keeps calling me over and over and over again. I want to tell you my last text to her is, about to record the podcast. I don't know if she read that text, because she continues to call me. Maybe this is an emergency. I don't think so. She just calls me when work is over. I think, and I might have talked her into actually barging in to my garage, my studio.
Yeah.
And actually saying hi to Shags. I've told Jason and the entire world of our listener that Laura and Shags are really... Laura? Who the fuck is Laura? Pauline. Wait. Sorry. Pauline, my wife.
Wow. Are you cheating on Pauline? What the fuck was that, bro?
I work with this girl named Laura, so I
yeah. Is that your work wife? Yeah, I bet it is.
Stop it. Fucking stop it, Shags. Anyway,
Pauline.
Yeah, let's move on here. Pauline, my wife. I said, hey, Shags is coming back to the show, and Shags and Pauline are very good friends. And I think she might be tempted to actually come in and say hi, knowing that you're on the show, Shags. So you're opening doors for us.
Well, I mean, I believe the last time I was on, we called it, a first lady type of situation. Mm-hmm. And then, unbeknownst to us, as a magical surprise, Jason's wife came on. So I feel like
for the first time. I feel like you're a lucky charm when it comes to our wives making appearances.
I think that it would only be fair for a shout out type situation and for her to come on and ridiculously embarrass you the way that I know she can.
That's what I'm hoping for.
You two have given me the name of episode 41, Wife Bait.
What's that?
Wife bait.
Wife beater.
Wife bait.
Wife bait. What the hell? God damn it. Okay.
Jamie Jenner, do your job.
You know what? You know what she did? I told her wife bait. She started typing it up. And because she hit one of the keys that starts the background music while she was typing, that's what happened. She is a class act.
Hey!
Fucking. God damn, that's stupid. Sorry.
I just did a little jig.
Yeah. The shag jig.
Well, we haven't really started a conversation of any kind.
No.
But that's not important.
Not really. Not on this show. But I am wondering, where are you guys at?
What would you
like to talk about this evening? We're dealing with pure freedom here. Right? We need to talk about whatever the hell we want.
Things I want to talk about. I want to ask you guys a stupid question. And the question is this, and don't answer it right now. I'll be thinking about it because I'll ask other questions. If you owned a bar, what would it be called, and what would your beer pulls look like? That's the question I want you to think about. And then in the meantime, I think last time we had Shags on, you wanted to tell me what her job was, what she did for a living. And I am dying to hear that story.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yeah, we're gonna expose.
Okay,
your
well, I can answer the first question right away.
Okay, yeah,
nice.
The first question, I'm sorry, the answer to the very first question is I would name my bar Lazy Eye.
Okay.
I like it right away, and I don't even know why.
Because
expound.
I would hope that everyone who left had one.
Mm. Okay.
Getting them drunk.
Like, you know when you always like you look at a picture of yourself and you're like, fuck that lazy eye. Oh, I was drunk. Well, so why don't you just name a bar called Lazy Eye and then everything is settled. It's all fucking fine.
It's perfect.
We know why you came here. And if you took home a heifer, blame it on the lazy eye. It's really no one's fault.
I like that. And what would your beer pulls like? Would you use something that goes along with that theme, or would you do something different or unique, or
I don't know. I mean, maybe I would go with the Pirate 3 theme, like Scarby.
Scarvy.
No.
That's good. That's a new word, and it's a very scarvy. Pirate-y goddamn word.
Or like
scarvy.
Scarvy, motherfucker.
Scarvy, like scurvy, but a little more fashionable, I'm thinking. Is that what you're... Okay.
Right.
It's a mix between scurvy and yar.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about the logistics of the bar, but if you guys want to, you know, invest, just let me know, and we could figure something out.
I'm making sense out of this a little bit, Chegg. So you want a pirate theme. It's also correct. The lazy eye. That explains the eye patch.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I have a theme.
Yeah. I like that. I actually used to, and this is the truth, I used to go to a pirate-themed bar. It was called Pillagers, and the gal behind the counter was named Jenny, and I say this...
Of course she was.
And I say this without any kind of hint at lasciviousness. She was the best bartender I've ever seen in my life, because I would walk in once a week, and she would say, "We don't have the beer that you're about to ask for, but we have a different one that you might like." And I'd say, "Pour it, Jenny," and she'd be right every single time.
But can I ask you guys a question? Isn't everyone's bartender's name Jenny? Isn't every server's name Jenny? I mean, really, just think about it. How many times have you had a server named Jenny?
Every time.
I mean, almost every time, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of an exaggeration to say that absolutely every server is named Jenny, but I think
like you to pay attention.
Okay.
I think what you're getting at is that Jenny is slang for mule, and these poor people, men or women or both or neither, who work in the industry, they just work so hard, like a mule, and therefore they are Jennies. I get it.
Right. Well, see, I'm going to take this a step further and tell you guys that in my culture, there's a word. It's a combo word, actually. So I hope you guys are paying attention. It's called gende. Gende. And it means slut, bitch, and whore.
All of them. Wow.
Are you
slut, bitch, and whore?
Okay, I would like
that's like
one of you to repeat it. Gende. Okay, come on, say it.
Gende. Gende.
There you go. Okay, so in my group of friends, you know, everyone's a Jenny, right? So whenever you get a server or a stupid, you know, someone walks up, of course your name is Jenny. Of course it is.
Of course,
I'm with you.
You're a Jenny.
Yeah, I'm looking it up, Jenda, and on Urban Dictionary. I mean, I want to see how wrong they were, but they pretty much corroborated with you there, so they must be correct.
It's a collab word. It really is.
Oh, it's a collab. What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
I mean that, you know, it could mean that, you know, you could just be a bitch. You could just be a whore, or you could just be a slut, or you could just be all of those things combined into one, or you can say it as like an endearing term.
Right. So that's the fourth utility of the word. It's I know what
you
mean by
collab. Don't you guys call each other, hey, dickbag? Or I mean, I don't know how men approach each other.
Yeah, what are the endearing terms? Like, what do you call me?
What do
Jason?
You guys say
what's the endearing
other?
Term?
It's dickbag. Totally, it's dickbag. And what's great about it is because sometimes we mean a bag to put your dick in. Sometimes we mean a bag made out of a dick. You know, and sometimes we mean what Richard does for a living. You know, that's the dick bag. That's his job. That's Dick's bag.
I love Richard. Yeah. Richard's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, if I want kind of maybe like an obscene, I don't know, maybe seemingly inappropriate term of endearment for Jason, I'd call him like fart balls.
Fart balls is good.
Ooh.
Or just fucking straight up toots.
Yeah.
Oh shit! That's
he calls me toots, and I call him toots. It's kind of a thing. Yeah, toots and
toots. Yeah, that's like tomato, tomato. Yeah,
toots, 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 and I guess we could add tits to the mix if you're feeling it. And tats. Do you have a tattoo, Joe? I don't have one.
Especially if it's Katy Perry related tits. I mean, I heard your podcast for Halloween, and oh shit.
I've got a problem.
Those are some things.
They are some bangs.
We tend toward not Katy Perry, but her breasts.
Mm. Yeah.
Jason likes to come in with like, oh, you know, she's very talented, she's very smart, and then we dive straight into a conversation about her tits.
Straight to the tits.
Yeah, with a little detour to whatever else she has going on in her life, blah blah blah, and then yeah, to the, because I mean, I don't want to be one of those stereotypical guys who's just all about hey, tits, blah, blah, you know, that's all they care about, and I think for the most part I'm not, but
however,
it's just that then there are those breasticles out there that one must worship regardless of one's proclivities, you know. I'm more of an ass man, but I don't care what Katy Perry's ass looks like, because she's got those bazoombadoobas. You know what I mean?
Word, everybody. That's a good one.
Bazoombadoomba.
Bazoombadoomba.
Yeah, it's like a badonkadonk, but up top. Bazoombadoomba. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had
up high. That's right.
We had this. I guess you heard it, Shags, but we did have. I think it was becoming a heated conversation about, you know, who is the active agent
when
it comes to motorboating.
Yes.
I was getting genuinely angry, which I think that's a problem. Like, that conversation shouldn't inspire anger at all. But I was like, Jason, you are not motorboating.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Someone needs to have their face between your hairy butt cheeks if they're motorboating you. What are you talking about?
Well, you were being a little politically correct about the situation of the boating.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, what is boating? If motorboating is, I'm going to do it again.
Maybe boating is just not making the motion. You just stand there idle.
You just place your face between either the tits, the balls, or the butt cheeks, and maybe just hum? Or no, nothing. You just
no idea, but it has to be like a really creepy hum. Mm. No?
No, that's perfect.
I think that's good enough. We're coining terms here. We've got, what was it, badunka wunka wunkas?
Yep,
Willy
that's
Wonka
right.
Wonkers?
Yeah.
And we also have boating. Because
boating.
There's always not.
Yeah.
That's a really poor sentence. But I'm going to say, let me rephrase that. There's not always a motor to the boat. Sometimes
right.
You must.
You're just fucking boating.
You're just boating.
It's a more gentle thing.
It's an idle boat.
It makes me think that there might be something going on. Like you wanted to say, like, so, Jenda, what did you do yesterday? It's like, I tried to get this good. I tried to get the football team to motorboat me, and it was going great till this one guy just straight up only boated. Was he the kicker? Yeah, he's the kicker.
Oh my god, I love that you said it, and you said it like properly, bro.
Thank you.
What is it called? Echolalia?
Echolalia?
Echolalia.
Hey, I just want you guys to know my wife just walked in.
Hi, Pauline.
So Shags is screaming hi, but
hi!
Whoa, there she is.
Okay, that was it. That was the first time she was on the podcast.
She exists.
She just needs to have a cigarette. She's had a long day at work.
Understood.
I just want to clue her in because has Shags ever told you what a Jenda is? Jenda? It is a, let me see, tell me if I get this right, Shags.
Go ahead.
It's a combo word. It means bitch. Slag?
Slut.
Oh, sorry. Slut and whore. All together. And then, because all of those can be terms of endearment, then you can just use that one word and just triple endear somebody. It's like a, it's like a hornado.
Well, I say Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Okay, now she just walked out. Hold on a second.
Okay, we lost Pauline.
Hold on.
Well, the wife bait works, at least we know that.
I mean, but Jason, like, how would it go over in your household if you said, hey, Janet, could you get me a beer? Like, what do you think would happen?
Well,
like, realistically,
the language.
If she knew what it meant.
Well, if she knew what it meant, she would look at me like, what universe are you in? because I want to be there to see the universe that is me in that. Let me start over. What universe are you in? Because I want to watch the me of that universe beat the shit out of you. Because that's what I would do if you were in my universe saying it, is what she would. That would be the look on her face.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. If she knew what it meant. Now, in her mother tongue, that word is, she doesn't know that word. I'll have to ask her if she knows a word for it.
Can you please?
Yeah, absolutely.
I really want to know.
Yeah, I'll ask
her. And I mean, I know they have one. There's got to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll ask her while we're on the plane tomorrow, because we're going to be on a plane tomorrow. And what's great about that is then she'll start talking in a brown person language, and I'll get her to talk a lot in a brown person language, and I'll watch
down
everyone around us getting
brown.
Yes, and everyone around us will start getting nervous. It's one of my favorite things to do on a new plane.
Don't get kicked off of the plane.
No, we'll be at midair. We'll be up there. We'll be at, you know, 30,000 feet or whatever. Yeah.
You're so terrible, Jason.
It's true. Like, it's so true. I'm not making this up.
I'm just going to get her rolling. I'm just going to get her rolling in a language that's going to make everybody on the plane nervous.
This has happened, and I'm not even exaggerating. We're flying, you know, along, and we hit turbulence or whatever, and my wife hates turbulence. She just hates it. So she'll start rocking back and forth and starting to pray in her language.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
And I'm leaning over going, you're brown. You're speaking a foreign language. We're on an airplane. You might want to chillax a little bit, babe. And then,
this is clearly your fault that the plane is going down, yeah, according to everyone behind us, in front of us,
yes,
and the captain.
Yeah. It's kind of awesome.
Actually, I want to say, though, that this is really maybe the most politically correct thing I'll ever say on the show, but I mean it 100%. And that is, I think anyone who's raising their voice – and now, you didn't mention – whether or not your wife was raising her voice in her prayers.
Oh, no.
As she thinks that she's dying. But I did – that's what I – in my mind, that's what I was envisioning.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
That she keeps getting louder and louder, and then everybody's just looking at her like, oh, my – fuck. Oh, my God. We're going to die.
Yeah.
There's a bomb on this plane. But then I think anybody that raises their voice on an airplane, it just – it makes the situation so uncomfortable. I don't care if you're speaking – English or Farsi or Pigla. Right.
Any loud language.
I don't care if you're a Jinda.
Well, I think a lot of it happens before you even get on the fucking plane, man.
You mean a lot of loud talking?
What do you mean? The anxiety level?
Well, yeah. So just for example, my boyfriend, my daughter, and I were traveling to Phoenix. And we were... by the way, Phoenix Airport, shithole, fucking no one there. You know, the body scan things that they have at like LAX and, you know, like the big airports, those were all turned off. They saw me come up. I put her in front of me because, of course, you put your child ahead of you to go forward. And they saw my eyebrows coming. And they fucking, not only did they stop me, but they would not let her father, who was behind me, go through. They made this poor child stand there idly waiting for 20, I would say 20 to 25 minutes. They bomb residued my hands. They scanned everything. And here's my kid, like, away from me, away from her dad. And just kind of terrified. And we haven't even boarded the fucking plane yet.
So Jax,
could you imagine being on the plane with me that day?
Like, no, it must have been terrible. But I'm just going to say, I think you left out a part of the story here. When they did find a stick of dynamite up your ass, did they throw you in jail?
No, I told them it was for good luck.
Right.
I told them it was the fuse to light, you know, our country.
It was a firework to come out of your ass.
Because baby, you're a firework.
Wow.
For the 4th of July, it was patriotic. That's why.
I know.
It wasn't a stick of dynamite.
I know.
You know, we can, just to get a little bit creepy here for just a second, because I'm bored, right? Not because your story was boring. Actually, your story was really great. I'm bored because I peeled an orange, and I can't eat it because I'm talking. If you guys heard me eat the orange, it'd be really bad radio. And I asked Jamie Jenner if she knows to mute my microphone. She said she doesn't know. So I'm not bored with your stories. I'm bored with not being able to eat this orange. I will distract myself by saying this. As soon as you started singing, Shags, I immediately remembered that I got nervous after we talked with you on the show last time. I got nervous.
Why is that?
Because I felt maybe you thought I was stalking you, because as soon as we were on the show, I went to Facebook and found you, and I was trying to see if I remembered who you were.
That did happen immediately.
Yeah.
That is neither here nor there. And that's,
you did the
that's
same thing
called,
to Ian
that's
saying.
Called, like, normal.
Okay,
that's
so
called, what do you think the first thing I do, you know, in my profession? I'm actually, you asked earlier.
Yeah.
I'm actually a funeral director. So what I do is I Google the family members, this, that, and the other, and
get acquainted.
And so, no, I get acquainted with them. So absolutely not. Absolutely, perfectly, 100% normal.
Okay, well, but there's more.
Remember the first time, I don't want to interrupt either of you, but this is important. We introduced Shags on the first show as Fun Time Shags, and that's true. But see, the word fun is short for funeral.
Exactly.
It's right? Funeral time Shags.
Do you want to hear my slogan?
Yes.
We'll make you look so good, you'll wish you were dead.
That's a great slogan.
Not funny.
It is.
You know what? I fucking love it. I'm taking it totally serious because, and also, you had told me at one point, Shags, I think this is a really great accommodation for those that are bereaved. She hands out Xanax at the wakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. It loosens everybody
up. You should see my bereavement room. It's like fucking lit as fuck.
Okay, so here's what I want the two of you to
do. And that's also in the advertisement, too.
It's lit as fuck.
Hey, come on down to Fun Time Shag's funeral. where our bereavement room is fucking lit.
Boom, motherfucker, we'll burn your ass. That's so bad. Oh,
that's
God.
Awesome. So let me, a couple things. I want the two of you now to write a novel about a funeral home where they give out Xanax in the bereavement room, and a guy who's been killing people just so he can go to their funerals, just so he can get the Xanax because he's addicted. I think that would be a great novel. The two of you should write it. That's the first thing. The second
I would like it if we would add in tacos and car washes into my package. So I'm just saying.
I think that.
Well, yeah, that way we can all promote each other's businesses. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're dealing with someone who's bereaved. If you give them maybe one or two extra Xanax, you can be like, you in the mood for a taco? Let's Taco Bell, you know, and just start chilling my shit. Like,
absolutely.
You know, sometimes our hearses get a little bit dirty. And you know what we do? We go to a car wash that is washed.
Well, we could plot this out. So the guy who is killing people just to get free Xanax at Shag's Fun Time Funeral Home bereavement room is a guy who works at he works at Taco Bell, right? That's his day job, and like maybe he's been killing people in the car wash. There we go. Boom. We got it all. Put together.
I know that you have a lot of shit that you need to write all the time, being a novelist and being a novelist, I mean, and you're doing some novel writing challenge right now, which I'm surprised that you're even here doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Certainly, you have no time to write anything for this goddamn show.
Nope.
Not that you ever do. Nope. But I'm just saying, with all the writing that you do, why don't you fucking write the novel? We've inspired you now.
All right, I'll write it.
I think you'd do a better job of it.
Okay, I'll write it. But, you know, I just you're both so creative, entertaining, and smart. And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm had enough beer that I'm being sincere. I got beer sincerity. I'm beer sincere. Sin beardy.
You're beer sincere.
I'm beer sincere. Which is why I wanted to finish the creepy story. So I very much appreciate, okay, Shags, you saying that, you know, looking people up on Facebook is not creepy. However, I did get scared that you would say, oh, well, I better go, you know, turn that shit off. I don't want to be public. And so what I did was, I was like, oh, geez, what do I do? Should I download all the pictures right now? No, that's super creepy. Don't do that. Instead, what you should do, dude, is go look at the photographs you took at Joe's wedding, see if you can find her there, because those are your photos. You can do whatever you want with them. And I did. I mean, find them, not do whatever I wanted with them. I found them. So there's that.
God.
Yeah. I spent like a good 2 hours just going over all the pictures, Joe, not just Shags, but you and your wife and your best mins and all that.
Well,
you guys,
we're all really good friends. That's the sad part. These people accept me.
Well, and through the entire slideshow, Jason only came 3 times, and I think you'd be surprised at which points he actually came, and yeah, at which points he decided to masturbate, and I don't think you or I had anything to do with it. Anyway,
no, it's this little game.
That's a mystery.
It was the LED lighting on the trees, and that's all I have to say.
There was an epileptic episode in the frisson, if you will. Yeah, absolutely.
Was there an epileptic ejaculation? Because that would just be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, there was.
Neither of you laughed. Sure. I just thought it would be great if someone had an epileptic seizure and ejaculated at the same time.
Well, that's exactly what happened. And here's the thing. A lot of people say they suffer from ejaculation. But when you got oil on your hands, buddy, you don't suffer at all. You do not suffer at all.
So. Don't we all suffer? All males suffer from ejaculation.
Don't y'all?
I don't. So,
do you suffer from migraines, headaches? Do you wake up in the morning? Do you sleep? Do you breathe? Do you eat?
Not for long. Come on down to Shag's funeral fun home.
Do you stare in the mirror and scream "I hate you" before you ejaculate onto the glass and then smash your fucking face through the mirror?
Now, Joe, you've brought that image up on so many episodes. I'm starting to wonder, just, you know, how creative are you being?
You really do.
Yeah.
Look, I've only broken a couple of mirrors with my face, and I've only screamed "I hate you" before the ejaculation.
Oh my god, you guys!
On one occasion.
Did you guys scream up at the sky today, or was it today? Was it the 6th?
Sounds like a good idea.
I heard that like a bunch of people screamed at the sky on Inauguration Day, the anniversary of the Inauguration Day, because of their dislike of the presidential candidate.
I didn't do that. I don't know if I want to thank you, Shags, or
did she not do it? I mean, like, I'm just wondering.
Look, I didn't realize that the anniversary was nigh. Or maybe I would have screamed at the sky. Not even, you know, coordinating with all the other people that were screaming at the sky. I just like that you brought up screaming at the sky, because I think it's just a good response if you're feeling...
No, it's like a big thing, you guys. Come on, you haven't seen it?
I googled it. No, you're absolutely right.
Right now.
No, she's absolutely right. I googled it, and it said this is Scream at the Sky Day, and as you said...
Today?
Yeah, it's today. It's today.
Today or yesterday?
Today, no, it's today. It's now. It's right now, because this is the, as Shags said, the anniversary of the inauguration.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm not talking about the election, but can we all three, I'm gonna count down, and then can we all just scream at the sky? Just really do it. I know it's an audio podcast, but let's do it. All three of us.
Just
I'm ready.
My son is asleep, and so I will.
Oh, never mind.
No,
silent
no, you,
scream. Silent scream.
I'm gonna silently scream, which is what I do when I'm looking at myself in the mirror.
Do one of those.
You know what? I know exactly how I'll participate. Okay, you guys start screaming. Go.
I know what my scream's going to be. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's counting
it
down?
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my God.
That was the greatest 5 seconds of our podcast that was ever recorded.
You guys, Jamie Jenner just she looked up, she looked at the doobie in her finger, and she just dropped it. She just dropped it like she's
the
done.
Doobie,
yeah,
in her hand.
That's what she calls it.
Drop
I don't know.
The doobie, Jenner.
She just let it go. She just dropped it like she's done. Oh, that was amazing.
Well, you guys, I would like to say that we all participated in history today. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we did. Words. You know what? Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, we're busted.
Yeah, there's sirens in the background. There's also a cricket. It means a lot, really. If you really try to, I think it adds to the podcast. There's sirens. There's crickets. It means a lot. If you think about it just for a moment, it all makes sense. But anyway, I had something I wanted to present to you guys. What minute are we at, Jason? I won't be surprised. I promise.
Jamie says we're at 40 minutes. On the button.
Jamie says we're at 40. I think this is a good time.
Sorry, Jamie Jenner. She gets so mad you don't use her whole name. Sorry. Jamie Jenner.
Oh, sorry. Jamie Jenner.
No,
Jamie
it wasn't
Jenner.
You. It was
Jamie
me.
Jenner.
I did it. Yeah.
Jamie Jenner. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Okay. Jamie Jenner. Yeah.
Right. Got it. So just over and over again on this podcast, I was trying to convince everybody that there was a review that was about to be presented on a podcast called Pod Gods. They are a podcast review podcast. So they tear podcasts to shreds and they do reviews. And the guy Gio, who's one of the hosts, apparently he's friends with Adam Carolla. He's the guy that does the archives of the Loveline show. And I got in contact with him. That's kind of a long story. But they did the review finally. And I wanted to – it's only a portion of their show because they talk about all sorts of podcasts on every show. But they did the review. And it's not unlike my arguments for cancellation.
Uh-oh.
That is, I just want you, Jason, to bolster yourself. Shags, this is your second time on the show, so it's not like you have to bear responsibility for anything that we've done or to feel bad about what you're about to hear. But it's about 5 minutes long, and everybody can kind of take a break, but I altered the review a little bit. First of all, I want to say, I started off with their intro music.
Okay.
They've had a couple of things to say about our intro music. In fact, they called it god-awful techno. And, you know, depending on your taste, I think maybe that's accurate. I really, really like our Swedish techno. They're not such big fans. Their intro music, you know, you'll hear it. And, you know, just afterwards, maybe we can talk about what we think about the music. And we're going to hear a portion of their podcast, so maybe we can even kind of review their podcast. And this is meta. We're going to review their review of our podcast if you guys are down.
Yeah.
And what I've done is I've altered it a little bit to make it more palatable to our listener, Ian. I would like for the review to sound a little bit more like our podcast, so I did a couple of things to make that happen. This isn't an argument for cancellation. This is just, there's been a lot of build up for this. The review actually happened, and I would like for you guys to hear it. Are you down?
We are down. I'm down.
D-O double.
What she said. Right. All right. So,
this is that. That sounded like a terrible fart, but that was just my chair. It was getting ready for this
sure
situation.
Yeah.
That was tree frogs. That's, that wasn't my butthole. Anyway,
hairy
here we go.
Hole.
Do you have
hole.
The yeah. hairy hole?
Jamie Jenner says she's got it queued up. So, okay, go ahead. Jamie, Jamie Jenner, go ahead and hit the.
Hey. There it is.
Tapes, don't keep them from me. Podcast. The show about podcasts. Podcast. Coming up in your mom's ass. Podcast. It's a show about podcasts. Podcast. Getting high on crock rats.
Okay, so speaking of shitty podcasts, there's a podcast I'm not going to mention the name of. They wanted us to listen to.
They want us to mention it's Just Be Cousins.
No, you can decide after if you want to say the name.
No, they want an honest review, and we were meant to listen. We listened to it once, and you didn't actually really want to get into it because you'd have the best positive review. And I didn't mind talking about it, so we went back and we listened to it two episodes after we gave them some advice and just trying to see if they were able to improve anything. So what'd you think?
Yeah, still... Okay, so I don't remember their names. There's Bad Microphone Guy.
Fuck you, Joey!
And then there's Good Microphone Guy, who has it installed in his nose.
God damn it, Jason, stop it!
the actual funny one. He seems to do I think he said he did voiceover work, and he's Canadian. His microphone seems to be installed in his nose, so you can hear him whistling or wheezing every time the other guy is talking. Other guy sounds like shit, either has a bad microphone or a bad Skype connection, or both. And they still are talking over a bed of music the entire time. It's just potted down a little.
Yeah, I told them to get rid of the music bed, or just have it for the first minute or two. And the guy said, oh, I think he told me they're going to, or they try it for an episode, or maybe he just kind of blew it off, I don't know. But I listened to an older episode and a new episode, both had the music beds. I was hoping to hear one without it. I didn't notice the nose whistling, so I don't know if we listened to the same episode.
I listened to the most recent one, where they talked an awful lot about your testicles falling out during a marathon.
Okay, I heard this exact same episode.
Yes. Yeah, kept hearing a guy who runs with a good microphone that was installed in his nose, apparently. I could tell when he muted his microphone. Yes. So then, yeah, it's okay. Voiceover guy is funnier than the other one.
Yeah.
They're okay. But since nobody probably knows who they are, they're not stand-up comedians, I'm guessing, so aren't going to use it as a promotional tool or get a whole bunch of people to listen. Kind of like us, I just wonder, why bother?
Yeah, well, I don't think why bother. It's fun to have a creative outlet, but I would say get rid of the music bed. Adjust the mic settings. I know sometimes my mic can be the wrong spot, and I get some really bad audio.
Yeah, or, they don't sound equal.
Agreed. And that can happen, too. That can happen with ours. With our show that happens, but we're so far away.
If they were both bad, or not bad, if they both had the same lower quality, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's a mismatch.
Yeah, I agree with all your sentiments.
But, yeah, it's kind of like our podcast. Why the fuck do we even bother doing this?
Well, we have 200-some-odd loyal listeners.
Yeah, I don't
know. We have more, by the way.
Some of those might be actual people. Some of them might just be Facebook bots or Google bots.
Russian spies.
That, too.
I get tweeted, DM'd, and texted from, like, at least half of them.
I don't know. There might be like 5 or 6 people that actually listen. Maybe.
I don't think that's true, because I can think of a couple dozen different names and faces, and then maybe more than that who I don't know as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Ken Reed listens.
Sometimes I think he does. Sometimes I don't think he does.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a podcast. It's a two guys talking podcast.
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to do something from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all accurate.
Kind of like we are still.
Yeah, well, we started this, but 5 years ago?
Oh, God, I don't know. 6? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so weird people try to launch like a Generation 1 podcast now. It does. It's like, what are you doing? What?
Yeah, now you've got to at least have one auditory minority. So someone has to clearly sound black. Or possibly be black and a lesbian.
Yeah, Just Be Cousins, guys. You need to add Sanjay.
And someone just needs to be offended all the time.
First of all, fuck you.
The show about podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So there's a lot to unpack there.
Yes.
Well, Jason, I want to hear your thoughts first.
Okay, first, let me get Jamie Jenner to restart our music bed, because I just don't feel comfortable without it. So,
please,
Jamie, if you could get that
me
going.
Me neither.
Yes. So, Jamie, if you could do that.
Did you appreciate that I gave them a music bed?
I did. And, you know, here
I wanted it. Yeah.
I thought that they did it. At first, I thought they did it to show me how irritating it was. But then I realized, no, Joe did that to show me how irritating they are.
Yeah, so, I got my fucking filthy paws on their audio, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to be a little bit more like our podcast, because I really, really enjoy our podcast, even though I argue to cancel it every time.
I'll say what I thought as I was listening to it, just real quick, as an involved party. And I'd love to get, Joe, your feedback, and also Shags, your feedback as somebody who has participated, but, you know, you have, they weren't coming after you. In fact, it sounded like they would want you to be on the show more than anyone else.
Well, they already said you needed a black person. I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was really funny that
but I'm brown. I'm in shades of gray, baby.
What the hell's wrong?
I just thought it
Jamie,
was really funny that they
turn
were like
it down. Okay, sorry. Good. Jamie
Jenner.
She is having a day.
You're disappointing baby Licker Giovanni.
So here are my notes, just real quick. One, that opening song was stupid. I know some people don't like techno, but that whole opening song, I can see it being clever once, but not 200 episodes in. So there's review number one. Review number two, I think it's hilarious that they said that my microphone was good and yours was bad, when mine is a headset, a cheap-ass headset, and yours is an expensive-ass microphone. So... And they also said they
Thank
could tell.
You, Jason. Keep going, dude. Yeah, they, go. They're never going to listen to it again. No. I want them to. I fucking want them to listen
Dare
to it.
Dare you, bitch.
The one dude said that one of us was a Canadian guy who had done voiceover work. No.
Neither of which is accurate. By the way, the first time they brought us up on the podcast, they said that we were Southerners and that turned him off, and it made him think that we were fucking each other. Remember that?
I remember you saying that. Yes. So. That's strike four.
Weird.
And then the idea that he could tell when I muted my microphone. I have never muted it. I don't know how. Honestly, swear to God, don't know how to mute my own fucking microphone. It seemed like mostly they wanted to complain about the engineering, which I'm totally on board with. It's shitty engineering. That's why we brought in Jamie Jenner. Not because she's going to make it better, but because she's going to maintain that low quality, which is what is sort
That's
of our...
That's right. That's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of our signature, our thumbprint, our the fingerprint. No, that's not it either. I don't know what it is. It's our DNA. It's a thing. Shut up. Listen, my point is, I really loved, though, out of all that grain of salt, water off a duck's back, I don't care. It's fine. Whatever. But when they start saying that, why are we doing a podcast that was, you know, pioneered 10 years ago? I don't know. Why do people shit? Because that's what they do. Are you here to tell me that when you go and squat over a toilet in Giovanni Dickless Pants that you're doing it in a brand new fucking way? Because this is all Joe and I are doing. We're just shitting. We just shit for an hour. That's what we're doing. This is shit. All podcasts are shit. All art is shit. All expression is shit. So fuck you, Giovanni Fuck Pants, and fuck you, that other guy who clearly has, I don't know if he's a puppet with a hand stuck up his ass, or he's got his own hand stuck up as his ass, or if he's just an ass. I don't know. I'm not being very articulate. My point is, I really enjoyed listening to that, and I hope that they have a lot of success.
Jason,
in the future.
You know what you're doing? You're being funnier than both of those guys on their podcast. Good job.
Thank you. It was a little ranty, and I apologize if I.
But
breathed,
you know what I did? I wanted to pull out a couple of positive things there.
Okay.
Because I do message this guy a lot, and look, Gio, if you're listening to this, you got to know that we were going to tear you to fucking shreds. Please. Are you kidding me?
If I met Gio in a bar, I'd buy him a beer and say thanks. That was
totally.
That was nice of you to do, because he didn't have to do that. Neither of them had to put in the effort. I mean, we really are just two guys fucking around with some microphones. We have no.
No, they got that right. We are. Yeah. Remember, he said, so they're doing a two guys talking podcast. Yeah. Well, you know what stand-up comedy is? It's a one person talking comedy act.
Yeah.
And is that a generation one comedy act, or do people just keep doing it because they're exercising their ability to be funny? And I don't want to come off as bitter here, but it's like, what do we need? How much innovation do you need to talk and be funny? Do we need
No.
There definitely is. Sorry, Shex, please go.
Shex is like burning up here.
No. First of all, I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
Fuck your bitch and the click you claim, motherfucker. You sound like a fucking homeless person trying to fucking scrummage food with your
scrummage.
Terrible. I mean, what's your problem, sir?
You mean the dude that's like super negative? Gio is like trying to give us. You know what I like about Lax is that
I don't even want to repeat his name because he's insufficient. And second of all, you have down with the brow now. You have become more, you know, I guess with the times. So suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker, because this is not going anywhere and it's not going anywhere soon. So I implore all of you to keep listening. Keep listening. Keep listening to my fucking friend Jason. Keep fucking listening to my friend Joe, because they're just so inappropriate that it's going to blow your mind.
I was blown away. My perhaps very inaccurate estimate, I think that we have more listeners than them, and that blew my mind when in their review they were like, we've maybe got 200 listeners. And then the other guy, this is what I like about Lax, he said, I don't know, most of them are probably bots. Maybe we have 5 listeners. And then he actually said out loud, you know what I like about, well, this is paraphrasing, but he's like, you know, their podcast, it's kind of like ours. Why the fuck are we even doing this? And that's where I feel like we have a lot in common with Pod Gods. It really got down to the essence of our podcast and theirs, except they missed one thing, which is I think that our podcast is very entertaining sometimes.
We've got arguments for cancellation. We've got obscenitized songs. We've got a couple of ads that we do. I mean, we clearly have a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Arrogance and cockiness. And therefore,
absolutely.
And therefore, you know, I appreciate them taking the time to listen to a few episodes and review it. And the technical notes are very much appreciated. But at the end of the day, any claim that we, and I don't think that they actually say this, but any claim that we don't have the ability to be entertaining is 100% wrong. That's just all there is to it.
I agree. And Shags, thank you for your emphatic support.
I'm sorry that I had to quote Tupac, but I just had to because, you know, here's the thing. No one is perfect, and funny is funny to every single person that may listen to this podcast. They may think we're fucking idiots. They may think that, you know, we're special needs children, and that's fine. But
he may think that. What do you think, Ian?
But however, the fact that you have the balls to show up every fucking week and do what you do and say what you say without remorse. I mean, without remorse. You guys are very blunt and you go for it. So what about that?
There is a lack of remorse, I guess. I apologize to Jason a lot, but
that's not real remorse because you know
remorseless.
I don't care. Yeah. Joe, when did you get married? I want to look at pictures of Shags again while she rants and raves about how awesome we are and uses
are we changing the subject?
I want to keep
on you guys.
Thank you, Pod Gods. We appreciate it. Keep listening, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I also wanted to read the last message that Superfan Giovanni sent me because we do, you know, instant messaging. And I wanted to find this. Here, give me a minute. Sorry.
Okay, Shags and I can talk. So, I don't know if you knew this, Shags. Maybe you can respond. But my wife, professionally, she is a left shoe saleswoman. She sells left shoes. And it's funny because we thought it was going to be a kind of a niche kind of thing, like she's the only one doing it. She would sell left shoes to people who have only one leg. Turns out most of her sales are from, I'm, I, honest to God, genders, because they like get shrunk and lose half of their wardrobe and they have to come in and like, I need
fuck
the left
yes,
shoe.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so apropos you bringing that up. So I just wanted to share that. And I also wanted to, you know, get it on tape that my
so
wife
she is like literally the Lushies shoe salesman of the century.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Can you
Lushy, like a Lushy, like a Lushy slushy? Like you're a fucking dumb cunt who loses shoes like Cinderella, but you never really find your prince because you're always looking for, you know, someone else. And you move on down the line and all of a sudden you're 50 and you have no children and no husband and you're still a whore. No? Is that bad? Is that wrong?
That's
but thank you for your thank you for your service.
That's who she sells shoes to, yes. Yep, that's who she sells shoes to, those individuals.
Yes, that's right. That's her clientele.
Here's the thing. It's like, how far do you think these, like, Instagram models are going to go?
Instagram models? That
exists? What do you think is going to happen to these people when they turn 40? Like, what's actually going to happen to them? I really worry for them. I think we should start a foundation.
Oh, I know what's going to happen to them. MILF porn, which is my favorite. So I'm just looking forward to it.
No, they're already doing porn.
Yeah,
they're already
MILF,
pay for plays. Do you MILF know what a P for P is? P, PFP.
I don't know.
Play. Pay for play. You know, pay for play. Pay for play. So if you've ever questioned any woman in your life, in your career, in your executive career, you know, anyone that you're dating, and this is a public service announcement for any male that's listening to this podcast right now. Look on Seeking Arrangements. Check it out. Check out your girl's name. Look it up, because if she's too good to be true, she's
my wife.
Probably is. She probably is.
My wife is too good to be true. But it turns out she's true. And then, see?
Yeah, you got her, early, bro. You got her early.
Yeah. Well, hey, Shags, all of your, like, vehement, just emotional, passionate contributions to this podcast, I really appreciate it. I don't know about you, Jason.
Thanks. Absolutely, yeah. That's why I'm trying to find the picture, but apparently Google Photos thinks I'm a dick. So I can't. So, you know, creep off, I guess.
Dude. Sorry. Google pay for play.
Google pay for play?
Yes, I'm telling you. You will probably find people you know.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Listener, Google pay for play. It's Seeking Arrangements. There's people on there that you would never imagine being on there, but they're trying to make their side hustle, honey.
Well, I wanted to say this. You know, I got married. Well, I've been with my wife for now 6 years or something like that. If I were a single guy at this point, like what technology is like and just the opportunities, like just the disgusting, depraved, unprotected sex that is possible out there at this point is shocking to me. I'm glad that I stepped out of the scene before it became this tornado.
You know what, Joe? I have a really interesting question, though. Like, how do you hi, can I see your resume? Do you have gonorrhea? Like, how does it work? Like, I don't really
I'm not sure. I don't know, but we got pay for play. I'm sure that the Craigslist, you know, if you want gonorrhea, you can get
back page,
it
back page that shit.
Yeah. But and Jason, how long you've been with your wife for quite some time now, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys have been together,
yeah.
So you don't have to deal with the shit either. It might have gotten really scary. Like if Jason and I were just like bachelors, like the Night at the Roxbury guys.
Oh my god, you guys would be walking STDs for sure.
Yeah. So we dodged several bullets, I think.
Sort of, yeah. I actually, funny, my wife, I might as well just say it. I keep saying brown, but let's just say it what it is. She's Indian. We had an arranged marriage, and it was arranged by the state of Texas. Basically, what they said was that I was a health risk. I was getting so much of that booty tang that I was spreading.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was spreading around a lot of disease. I mean, diseases you haven't even heard of. Like, they didn't even have names. They had, like, letters. You know, like, you know, somebody would come down with AJPKQRZ and something. I'm like, she's going to need a shot for that, babe. Sorry. So, like, look, you need to marry someone and just keep it in your pants. It's like, but then she'll get the disease. It's like, no, that's not what it works. When you get married, you'll stop having sex altogether, believe me. And so, yeah, we had an arranged marriage, and that was – so you're right, Joe.
Did they first dip your balls in – dip your dick and balls in, like, battery acid, like, once over with a blowtorch?
To clean all that stuff off? You know, they tried.
Yeah,
but
just to make it safe for your wife, you know?
You've seen the Avengers films, you know, like you try to kill the Incredible Hulk, it just makes him mad. You don't try to kill little Jason because he gets angry and he turns green. In fact, it's kind of creepy. And the point is that
little Jason and the Angry Inch.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. So I didn't dodge the bullet. Everyone else in the state of Texas here dodge the bullet, because I did not discriminate. I tell you what, if you're wearing what I think is a skirt, and when I'm drunk, everything looks like a skirt, you're probably going to get a disease. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's true. Probably. I'm like, so you've heard of Typhoid Mary? They called me Gono J, because I didn't suffer from it, but I.
Hey, Gono J.
That's what they called me. Yeah.
Well, anyhow. You know, as I understand it, you and your wife are healthy, and you know, you're not
son?
Swiping Tinder. You're not. Nope. Is that what the youngins call it? Swiping that Tinder.
I think it's swiping right. I believe it's
swiping right. You're not swiping right.
No.
So I think everything worked out. We all.
Yeah,
have
I'm out of the game too. Like I would.
That's
have
what I'm
no
saying.
Idea.
You've got a good partner.
I have no fucking clue. Like I've been with my guy for 10 years, and I actually physically cannot. I hear my girlfriends talk about
your genders.
Oh well, my gens. It's gens.
Yeah.
My gens. Like they'll be like, oh well.
Short for gender.
Some guy picked me up today, and he said he was 6'3", but when I sat in the car seat, he was clearly 6'1", and I got out. And
oh,
like,
so it's just, there's no way, everything's a fucking deal breaker, and no one's going to have a relationship ever again.
It's just basically, I mean, we're all doomed, guys. We're all doomed. I don't know. I'm terrified of the dating game. God forbid if I ever get back into it. I hope I never do, but God bless all of you who are in it. I feel the force is strong in you all, and I hope you don't find agenda. You know?
There is no agenda out there that could disrupt the marriages that Jason and I have entered into. And I think you've got a really great guy. We're doing really good. I'd like to end this on a positive note.
Yes.
I don't know what minute we're at, Jason, but
67. We are 7 minutes over.
Okay. So I wish that Gio would have said such positive things on his Pod Gods podcast review podcast. But here's what he said to me. Here's what I said to him, and then we can end the show. Mm-hmm. I said, "You guys were surprisingly kind. The audio stuff is something we can't seem to get right, but we can't seem to care either. Some episodes are kind of duds with no bits and some fucked up levels. You guys listen to one of those. There is about four. It seems that you listen to number 36, which is my least favorite episode." Wow. If you ever get time to check out some of the other better ones, I'd love to be redeemed, but you guys have enough shit to do, so I'd just like to thank you guys for listening to and discussing our show. Keep up the good work, Gio." And he responded with this: "I haven't unsubscribed to your podcast. There are lots of shows that are recorded in person with celebrities and very expensive equipment, and they get the sound wrong on a regular basis. See about last night." He says, "Just keep trying. The show is good enough to keep at it. The content is there.
All right.
Thanks, nice. Motherfucker.
I take back what I said about Giovanni Fuckpants. You know what? He's Giovanni Pretty Nice Guy Pants.
Yeah, he's not so bad.
Yeah.
Me too. Gio. Go, go, Gio. Yeah.
That other guy, though, he can go fuck himself.
Totally. Anyway, thank you, Jason. Thank you, Shags.
Thanks, Shags. You're the best. You really are. I mean,
thanks,
seriously.
Guys. Thanks for having me back, man.
Shags,
man,
even if you weren't a black lesbian, I'd want you on their show.
You know what? Look, you guys are diversity now. You guys are, like, fully fledged diverse.
Totally.
See what happened? See what happened there? We fixed it. Now what, motherfuckers?
Now what?
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good evening.
And good night.
This is Joe's favorite part.
Jinder!